My guests Bob Holman and Bill Adler have been presenting poetry in coffee houses, as well as venues you might have assumed were inhospitable, like rock clubs, rock concerts, and MTV. Bob Holman is the co-director and poetry slam host at the New Eurekans Poets Cafe, New York's best-known venue for this new breed of performance poetry. Holman and Bill Adler were two of the co-founders of New Yo Records, which specialized in performance poetry. Adler is a former hip-hop promoter. Now they've teamed up on a new record label called Mouth Almighty. Their first release, The United States of Poetry, is a companion to the public television series of the same name. Most of the poets read with musical accompaniment. Before we meet Bob Holman and Bill Adler, here's a performance from their new CD by Los Angeles poet Ruth Forman, who won the Barnard Poetry Prize in 1993 for her book We Are the Young Musicians. The poem is called Stoplight Politics.
Check out Sister on the corner. Barbecue Fritos, Fanta soda, dookie braids, knee-high boots, Raiders jacket, talking shit. She embarrass you, huh? Go ahead, sister, roll on by. You rolling somewhere. You gonna conquer the nation world in your hand with your education. You better than sister on the corner. Thank God you never did hang with the brothers going nowhere, talking shit, waiting for the light to turn green. Go ahead, turn your head, look straight ahead and roll that Lexus home to your 50G man, 300G crib. Pray for the light to turn green before you look back over one more time and realize you both the same thing, hoping on the same thing. You just got a car.
Bill Adler, Bob Holman, welcome to Fresh Air. Would it be fair to say that you're trying to bring together the music worlds and poetry?
You know what, I think it'd be fair to say that we want to move poetry from the, dusty bookshelves and these little dark, cavernous clubs onto the main stage of popular culture. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, I got to say that when I first met Bill, it was when he brought Michael Franti, a poet, rapper, who is in the United States of Poetry, down to the New Eurekan Poets Cafe. And all of a sudden, Michael realized that the poets there were his peers, and he got up and kicked a poem to us. He was rehearsing a rap to him. That was when the idea of bringing rap and poetry, which actually, to me, are two sides of the same coin, into the same room together. And Bill and I started putting together a series called Rap Meets Poetry at that point.
What was that series like? How effective was it? How well did the two worlds get along?
Well, you know, it was funny, and this is something that I learned from Bob, and I learned not to be scared of the kind of clash of sensibilities that obtained there sometimes. And just to enjoy the chaos and the conflict, you know. Poets, by and large, are fairly PC, and the rappers are not. And the rappers, tend just to be able to, they're very carefree, and they say what they want to say, and they'd never encountered criticism before, certainly not from people in a small room who would jump up in the middle of a poem and start haranguing them for their sexism and whatnot. And, as I said, when that first began to happen, it made me nervous, and Bob was just thrilled with it. So I'll say this, though. I mean, that was, you know, the relative exception. You know, mostly we had a lot of harmony there and a lot of mutual respect and a lot of mutual learning of one camp from the other.
Bob, why were you thrilled by that clash?
Well, you know, I had, when I first heard rap, I was so thrilled. To me, people were dancing to poetry. But it was a long time. When I talked with KRS-One in 1985, I even handed over the Rhymester of the Year award to him for managing to put together the words granola and Ayatollah. But when I called him a poet, he said, don't speak those words to me. They mean economic death. It took me a while to be able to accept the fact that two live crew also were writing poems. I mean, what is a rap but a densely rhymed, rhythmic collaboration of word and sound. If that's not the definition of a poem, then I just like to know what your definition would be. It was from the rappers that the poets learned that it's okay for your words to go beyond the walls of this room. It was from the poets that the rappers learned that those words had better be carefully hewn because they have a lot of impact.
Let's hear another poet that's included in your PBS series and new CD, United States of Poetry. And this is Matt Cook. Tell us something about him and why you included him.
Hey, Matt Cook is the founder of the Milwaukee School of Poetry. He's a young man with a big mouth and a great big mind. I actually ran into him, first of all, at the National Poetry Slam in Boston a few years ago. He and his brother and good friend Sean McNally came. They were the Milwaukee Slam team, and they brought to Slam the mock gladiatorial poetry as blood sport, a sense of anarchy and whimsy that sort of cut right through a lot of the identity politics and rant that you often find at such a slam.
Okay, and this poem is called James Joyce.
James Joyce, he was stupid. He didn't know as much as me. I'd rather throw dead batteries at cows than read him. Everything was going fine until he came along. He started the Civil War. He tried to get the French involved, but they wouldn't listen. They filled him up with desserts. He talked about all the great boxers that came from Ireland, like he trained them or something. Then he started reading some of his stuff. Right as we told him to get lost, he brought up the potato famine. We said, your potatoes are plenty good. Deal with it. Work it out somehow. Then he said, America must adopt the metric system. It's much more logical. We said, no, we like our rulers. Go away. Thomas Jefferson said, you always get the rulers you deserve.
Matt Cook reading his poem James Joyce, as featured on the new CD, The United States of Poetry. We'll be back with Bob Holman and Bill Adler after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Bob Holman and Bill Adler, co-founders of the new record label Mouth Almighty. You've run a lot of poetry slams. What would you say is the difference between a slam and a reading?
Well, a poetry slam allows you to go to a poetry reading without having to admit that you're going to a poetry reading.
Is that important?
That's very important, you know, because poetry readings generally call up the vision of a poet whose beard twines around the music stand so hard that the words become locked into that beard. A poetry slam should have a variety of poetries there so that you can begin to tune up your ears. And that's the purpose of it.
So what has surprised you both about the reactions that you've gotten to poems and to poets over the years that you've been doing this?
Nothing. Nothing surprised me. You know, why I decided to work with Bob and why is because, you know, when I'd go to the New Eureka Poets Cafe and I'd see the slams and you know, the more kind of conventional readings, it was just, you know, the appeal of these poets and the charisma was so obvious and the response was so free from the audience. You know, it didn't seem abstruse to me. It was just, you know, as I said, I could think of it in terms other than poetry. You know, I said, well, this is rock and roll, or this is rap, or this communicates. You know, what we found walking the corridors of corporate power, you know, within, you know, now that we've got a record deal, is that everybody, actually this is kind of surprising, is that, you know, virtually everybody is kind of a secret poetry lover, and they've never been able to do anything about it, you know, professionally, but, you know, almost, you know, everybody's, you know, father, sister, brother, lover is a poet. And, you know, now all of a sudden they can take their love of this form out of the closet and work to help us, you know, bring it to a wider public.
Well, I want to close with one more poem from United States of Poetry. And this is a poem by Pearl Clegg, and it's called Turning 40. Tell us something about why you chose her and this poem.
Pearl is, to my mind, the poet laureate of Atlanta. We were doing the shows in the United States of Poetry are thematically based, and we were looking for love poems that weren't your standard love poem. And here's a celebration of a hot time remembered when you're a little past the hot times.
It was that summer. That summer we were making love so much, the room smelled obscene. A rich, loamy, tropical smell, right in the middle of the urban jungle. That summer when changing the towels daily made no impact whatsoever. When the washcloths were always too damp to drop into the hamper, and all the incense in the world couldn't save us. Maybe it's the plants, I suggest one day, resting against his arm, trying to blame the withering areca palms, sitting neglected and unwatered in the corner by the Alabama steamer trunk. I don't think so, he says. I think it's you. Me too, I say. Thank God for 40. Me too. It was that summer. It was that summer.
Pearl Clegg is recorded on the new CD, The United States of Poetry. It's the first release from the new record label Mouth Almighty. We heard from two of the co-founders, Bob Holman and Bill Adler. There's also a companion book called The United States of Poetry.